Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
During the week, I guess we've spoken with so many people around the drought, but the gentleman who got the most reaction for the area that we're in was Rodney Robb out at Nyngan, and I wanted to get him on the phone this morning. How are you, Rodney?
Good, Andrew. How you going, mate? All right. It's still dry out here, mate. We haven't been flooded out yet, but they tell me that there's about 10 mils on its way Sunday and Monday, but that won't help a lot, but at least it'll water the lawns for the ladies and give us some hope that there is still rain up there, mate, and can still come down.
Yeah, let's hope so. 10 mil, we're crossing our fingers. It may be the start of things to come. Who knows? But, that'll come Sunday. Hey, what about, I made mention of it yesterday, Rodney, briefly at Dubbo. The many people in awe of Wendy's jam and scones and cream, they went down a treat.
Yeah, no, they're pretty popular, Andrew. I seen that you didn't mind them, actually. When you said, oh, my God, there's only three scones left, you know. But, no, there's been plenty of people out here and try them. Mate, Timmy Moe's the best scone eater I've ever seen, you know. When he's here, when he's got to bring two plates out, one for him and one for the rest of us, you know.
Old Timmy, yeah. Timmy Moses. No, that's a good story. Now, the other reason why I just wanted to get you on briefly was tomorrow, because it's a huge day there, the Duck Creek Picnic Cup meeting.
Yeah, no, it's a big day, Andrew. And like I said the other day, I sort of give it a little bit of a couple of minutes there on Wednesday there. It's a huge, huge... they tell me there's already 3,000 tickets sold, Andrew. The boys are in there now, all the Duck Creek mob, and they're all in there putting up fences and everything like that. We had a couple of jump outs this morning and everything like that, and there was 20-odd people around there. They've got a very, very good, strong committee. Well, they got a lot of workers. I don't know how big the committee is, and I think there's only probably four or five people, Angela and Bruce and Ron. I think they're the only blokes that sort of call the shots, but they've got a lot of Indians. And In whatever committee you're in, there's got to be a boss. There must be a boss. We've got a bit of a working bee ourselves in there this afternoon, and I'm sort of invariably involved in our Nyngan Pony Club, and we're going to move our jumps out of the road, because last year there was a few jumps got destroyed by people that sort of got a bit cold, and I just can't understand what they think when they pull up these children's jumps and just light a fire with them and just completely burn them. And I hope that doesn't happen this year, but we're just going to pack a few away just in case.
Take them away, yeah, understand. Yeah. People would say, where do they come from? Where do the crowds come from when you're getting such a big crowd, Rodney?
Well, you look at their number plates and their Queensland, their Victorian plates and their South Australian plates. You know, these days, Facebook and that, you know, they get on and our two mates are going to Duck Creek and, oh, let's go. It's only a three-day drive, let's go, you know. But I think it's great for the community. I did state yesterday afternoon to a bloke and he said, oh, God, it's going to be a rat race in Nyngan for the next 2 days. I said, this crowd coming to Nyngan this weekend, it'll give the shopkeepers $100,000 worth of spending money over the thing, you know. They buy hamburger, they buy fuel, and they go to the two IGA and the Food Works and belong to, you know, Ken and Julie White. They'll go there and they won't be, you know, they'll buy chips and drinks and there's always drinks in their boot, mate. And most of them people, they swing them alcohol in there, and that's the process of, you know, that's a good thing, you know, the Food Works and IGA, it's all.
It's all supporting.
When you get that many people, Andrew, they're very, very hard to control. But getting back to the race, it's as good as acceptance I've ever seen at Nyngan Duck Creek. They've put up their prize money a little bit there, and they're sort of reached a reward now. I think they've only got about 8 jockeys, but gee, it's going to be a good race meeting, you know. Like you see, there's plenty of depth in a lot of races, and those really, really standout bets in them. And A bloke said to me out the track with them all, what a win one. I said, listen, I said, don't take any notice of me. I'm the worst you'd ever ask.
Well, mate, we wish them all the very best. It's hard to say if you're in the area because it is sparse. If you haven't made the decision to go, if you live out in this direction, then you've got to think about it today. But it sounds like it'd be a marvellous day to be there. The Ningen Duck Creek Picnic Meeting, it's on tomorrow at Ningen, the first race just after 1 o'clock. Rodney, we're going to talk shortly to our regulars on a Friday, the form gurus, about Randwick. So this is the last full-time guest that we'll have on Drought. All I want to say at this stage is a big thank you to everyone that has been a part of it over the last 4 days. I must admit, the interview from Trundle with that school principal still amazes me, and people are listening to it on Twitter and downloading it to have a listen to it. But from Tamworth to Ningen to Dubbo to here at Bathurst, I want to thank everybody for being a part of what we've tried to do to make people more aware of the conditions that have been or still are in such a sad way in country New South Wales. You'd be disappointed, Rodney. It's a heavy nine at Randwick, and they cop 24 mil overnight. You would scream anything. All parts of country New South Wales would scream for that rain. But, mate, I can only hope that it does turn at some stage in the very near future. But most sincerely to you and everyone that has played a role, it's a big thank you from yours truly.
And we really appreciate it too, out here around sort of Ningen. We've had a lot of phone calls from Burke and Meninge and Cobar and Briwana people about you people coming to Ningen. And we really, really very, very pleased, Andrew and your team, to come to a little place like Ningen. We've never had sort of you people sort of to recognise us in that sort of level. And we're really sort of proud as Ningen and all those little towns. Mm. And this is why these little country race meetings are very important. So it's so dry. These young blokes and all these race guys, they're going to get together tomorrow for 5 or 6 hours tomorrow. Probably 24 hours for the younger people, but for 6 or 8 hours tomorrow for anyone over 50, they're going to really reef and they're going to get around and have a good yarn about the dry and when it's going to rain, everything like that. But they'll enjoy themselves, and that's what the country racing's going to do tomorrow and all the other meetings. And but we really appreciate you and your team coming this far, because I actually thought for a long, long time that you hadn't had a proper look at the map and you didn't know that we existed. But now that you know that we're out here, we'll look forward to a visit again.
No, we will for sure. Good on you, Rodney. Thanks for your time. Have a great day tomorrow, mate.
You tip plenty of winners, mate. Thank you very much.